That is a new one from Jalen and Gonda, Just As Long As We're Together. We had Betty Smith before that with the Pine Belt Blues and music from a Japanese group called Yura Yura Taikoku. Wanted to play that one for you around our question of the week. We did have a winner. Congrats to Ed, who will be headed to Hotel Rapids. He got the question correct, which was, what is the Japanese word for the art of repairing and mending broken ceramics and pottery with a mixture of lacquer and metal dust? And the answer to that is kintsugi. Listen weekdays at 9:45 for our daily slice of green cheese, and listen to our popular green cheese trivia show Saturdays, 7 to 9 p.m. This weekend's hosts are Christy Norland and Janet Bredeman. It is 10 o'clock. You're listening to 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. My name is Malachi Coons. This is Headwaters. Right now I am joined by another one of our Headwaters hosts, Kari Hedlund, here to talk about a song that we just received, Kari, and a project that we've been looking forward to.
Yeah, so we found out a while ago that Alan Sparhawk of Low went into the studio, into Pachyderm Studios with Trampled by Turtles for a project that we weren't really sure where it was going, or, you know, we didn't know details around it, but we knew that happened. Well, this is Alan's second solo release, and it's going to be called With Trampled by Turtles. And we got the first single from it this morning called Stranger. I'm still trying to figure out and decipher what the song is about. It kind of sounds a bit like sort of the world we live in today, and the heightened relationships with strangers, you know, maybe on the internet, maybe just in general. And so lyrically, that's so far where I've kind of figured this landed. But this is like a turn for us, because we lately, Alan has been, you know, even in the later albums with Low, lots of distortion around the voice, lots of electronics and overdubs and just filters that are vocal filters. This is Alan like on display. His vocals are bare and stripped back with the Trampled by Turtles instrumentation, and they're like at the forefront of the song, which we, you know, that's not how it's been.
No, that's not how it's been at all. Yeah, the last, I mean, a lot was made, especially of that first solo album, as sort of after Mim's passing, kind of really pulling himself away, his voice away from the music and processing it.
Right, and didn't even sound like himself.
Didn't even sound like himself. And he's been on tour with his son playing those songs. But mm-hmm. I know, obviously, the Duluth connections are strong between these two. I think he came out and played at their show in the summer, which was kind of one of the first things that he sort of did out in the public in music after Mim passed, was yeah. He came out and he joined them at their Bayfront show. So they've got a lot of deep connections.
Tons of deep connections. And I feel like there has to be sort of, this is projecting because I don't know this, but I feel like with that deep connection and with the life changes that Alan's gone through over these years, this was like some sort of like a restorative project, you know, like sort of a healing project. So I cannot wait. This song really does make me excited to hear what this album is going to sound like and sort of what notes it's going to touch on lyrically. And, in the video, there's a video out of it. It's just Alan in the video. We see a little smile from him, pointed right at the camera, and it's very stripped back. Yeah.
Does he have a country get up?
Nope. Shirtless. And in this like red room, it looks like a basement with an exposed brick wall, like just a really dank basement, which are plenty in Duluth.
Oh, yeah. I had some wild times in Duluth's dank basements.
I have also spent some time in dank basements in Duluth. And so it feels like that's sort of the location, but it's got this red light, just focused on Alan with like a spider coming down and like sort of like petting Alan's head.
Wow. Okay, that got way weirder than I thought I was going to get. But anyways, the album's going to be called Alan Sparhawk With Trampled by Turtles.
Just With Trampled by Turtles.
Simple, to the point, and we're really looking forward to it. Here is the first single right now on Headwaters. It's called Stranger.
drive, but you're walking okay. Whoa, are you high too?
Said it's wrong. you got growing in your garden. What have you let go to see? Will you finish what you started? Or are you finished with me? And I don't know where it goes, where it stops, but I can't turn it off. I can't turn it off. All this love I got, I can't turn it off. I can't turn it off. I can't turn it off. All this love I got, I can't turn it off.
That is them Coolie Boys here on KAXC. I Can't Turn It Off from the new album No Fun in the Chrysalis. One of the headliners for Rialto Festival on the way on June 7th here in Grand Rapids. KAXC also a co-sponsor of that one, helping to book the side stage. We'll give you lots more info as we head towards that on all the bands that are playing. The Wild Horses hosted festival, also groups like Cactus Blossoms at the top of the lineup, and of course that one right there. Really digging this new Them Coolie Boys sound. We had Throwing Muses before that. They're back with a new album, Kristen Hirsch. It is very much her project now. I can't remember the last time Tanya Donnelly was in the group, but so far, really liking the raw sound of the new album called Moonlight Concessions. And that was my first time hearing the new Alan Sparhawk and Trampled by Turtles song. I love it. And Alan Sparhawk with Trampled by Turtles, straight to the point, is the album title, and that'll be coming out later on this year. You will hear all of those singles as they roll out. That first one was called Stranger. We've got more Minnesota music for you in just a moment here on Headwaters. Support for KEXC comes from the Bonner Eye Clinic, with locations in Grand Rapids and Hibbing, offering cataract surgery, LASIK, and general eye exams. BonnerEyeClinic.com. Let us help you see clearly. And you can continually support KAXC by becoming a sustaining member. Choose a monthly payment amount starting at just $5 a month, and you can sit back and enjoy KAXC programming, knowing you are helping to make it all possible. Become a sustaining member at KAXC.org. You can also text DONATE to 218-326-1234. There is live music this evening. Diddy Wish will be in Coleraine at Smoke on the Water. Ladysmith Black Mambazo will be at the West Theater in Duluth tonight. Legendary vocal group, that show is at 6. Later on this week, Doyle Turner at the Turtle River Chop House in Bemidji, 6 p.m. That is on Thursday. And Steve Grillo will be at the Ore House in Gilbert, also Thursday at 6 p.m. If you're digging all the Minnesota tunes, be sure to check out Minnesota Mixtape Fridays at 10 and Saturdays at 3 p.m., where you hear nothing but Minnesota artists and really dive into our Minnesota music scene. We've got a new one from the Highbridge Band, which is the Secret Stash record label back again. Many of the folks who were kind of leading this label were also musicians. They were on both ends of the side. You heard him in Sunday Night in the Lakers as some of his backing band. Lots of different of those funk, soul, retro-sounding groups. They also release some really cool compilations of Minnesota music, which you hear me talk a lot about on Minnesota Mixtape. But yeah, the Highbridge Band is a new group from them. They've been doling out some more reissues as well, really picking up steam. Good to see him back making new music and releasing some classic gems as well. We're going to hear a brand new single from the Highbridge Band called Mr. Lucky on Headwaters. is Daria Yildirim and Group Simsek here on member-supported KAXE, a group that fuses psychedelic rock with Anatolian folk music. I got a new album out called Yaren Yaksa, and that one is Ceylon. A couple of releases from the Secret Stash record label before that. From the Twin Cities Funk and Soul Comp, we heard The Prophets of Peace around in the 70s down in the Twin Cities with You Can Be, and then a brand new one from the High Bridge Band from the folks that run that label. That song is called Mr. Lucky. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Headwaters, weekdays from 9 to 11 on KAXC. That is followed by the World Cafe at 11. And on the river at 1 o'clock, your host today will be Kurt Randa, bringing you 3 hours of wonderful hand-picked music. You can catch On the River 1 and 7 p.m. every weekday. And then, not so new now, but ever since the new year rolled around, we've added some On the River programs on the weekend, Saturdays at 4 and Sundays at 1. Shout out to all of our dedicated volunteers. We also have a new volunteer program called After Dark. It's Saturday nights after Green Cheese from 9 to midnight, featuring styles of music outside of our normal sounds, like punk, metal, electronic dance music, R&B, hip-hop, and much more. This Saturday, our featured host will be Garrett from Midgey, and he is going to be doing a punk rock show. Again, Saturdays after Green Cheese here on KAXE. The Grand Rapids chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness has a webinar on gaming addiction this Thursday at 6 o'clock in the evening. Register at namigrandrapidsmn.org. Great River Rescue is hosting their annual Fur Bowl on Sunday, March 23rd from 1 to 3 at Bemidji Bowl. Individuals and teams may register at greatriverrescue.com. Next up, we are going to play something that features the jazz guitarist Bill Frisell, another artist celebrating a birthday today. It's always fun to dig into these. He's turning 74 years old, and he has played on a million things, released a million albums. One of those really cool jazz guitarists who seems to be able to do Americana, country, rock and roll, you name it. He has been on so many different things. I really like that fusion of jazz when it comes into some other more rootsy, I guess, styles of music. And we're going to hear something that really fits that vibe. In 2018, Lucinda Williams made an album with saxophone player Charles Lloyd. They took Lucinda Williams songs and made them jazzy as heck. And Bill Frisell plays on it. Let's take a listen to Dust here on Headwaters from the Vanished Gardens album.
To recall some better feeling to know. The sun's in black. No, you don't have to try to keep the tears back. No, you don't have to try. You couldn't cry if you wanted to. 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 Even your thoughts are dust. Even your thoughts are dust.
Until it's gone. Pay. A cliche, now we know why. Don't miss your water till the well runs dry. We had no idea how soon we'd be leaving, and all the little things that got us down, don't they all seem so irrelevant now? We never
is Chris Delmhorst with Anna Ege singing Age of Innocence. Delmhorst has a new album out called Ghost in the Garden. If you have a recognition there of that guitar tone, Eric Koskinen, local favorite, plays electric and acoustic throughout that album. And I'm hoping that in some fashion I can see Delmhorst performing with Koskinen in her band. He has long ties to her husband, Jeffrey Foucault, as well. Done a lot of shows with him. And now showing up on that Boston folk musician's latest album. Before that, Lucinda Williams singing Dust with the Charles Lloyd and Marvels group, which features Bill Frisell from the saxophonist band that was Dust from the Vanished Gardens album. This is Headwaters here on KAXE, where support comes from the Long Lake Conservation Center in Palisade, a full-service overnight retreat for adult and youth groups with an emphasis on nature-based activities such as outdoor recreation, phenology, astronomy, and more. Information on their programs available at longlakecc.org. KAXE is working on a new series called Unplugged. What questions do you have for us? Maybe it's about funding, news standards, or how the music is chosen. You can text us at 218-326-1234. Read the first article in the series about our history and funding, written by Sarah Bignall. You can find it right now at kaxe.org. Coming up tomorrow morning, the Beltrami County Master Gardeners will return to the morning show for their monthly segment, Twist and Sprout. The topic for March is houseplants. Text in those questions to 218-326-1234 to that same number. I know I got to remember to get my questions in about good sort of lower light plants for currently in a basement apartment. So don't always have tons of light available, but I do love to have houseplants everywhere. So that's what I am going to be looking forward to hearing. The City of Grand Rapids holds City Government Academy, a 9-week program that explores different aspects of the city, like public works, community development, and more. The registration deadline is March 21st. Find more info at cityofgrandrapidsmn.com. The Northwoods Friends of the Arts and Cook present entries from their annual photo contest, A Shot in the Dark, through the 28th of this month. The gallery is open Thursday and Friday from 10 to 4 and Saturday from 9 to 1. More live music looking into the weekend now. Paul Lawrence will be at Smoke on the Water in Coleraine Friday at 6 o'clock. Mark Joseph will be in Gilbert at the Ore House, and he is performing the album T for the Tiller Man, doing the music of Cat Stevens Friday night. Saturday, Jason Waldron Band at Rapids Brewing at 6. Morning Bird with their new rhythm section will be at Jim's Sports Club in Chisholm, also at 6. And Brendan Flynn will be at the Canna Wine Bar in Crosby. That one is also 6 o'clock Saturday. We'll continue to keep you updated on the live music calendar. Plus, we'll start rolling out the set list in just a little bit. You can find a new one Wednesdays at KAXE.org. Right now, let's go to something from Deep Sea Diver and the Billboard Heart album. This is Tiny Threads.
Unraveling, look at a clouds will fade away. And if I were the rain, I would hide all those years of pain and shower you with love.
Los Piranhas taking us out of Headwaters today. Con mi burrito sabanero voy directo al matadero is the name of that one. We had the Altons before that with some Chicano soul, Show You Love, and Deep Sea Diver remains in a heavy rotation. And my music at home, Tiny Threads, the name of that one from Billboard Heart. This is 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Tune in at 1 o'clock today for Kurt Randa.